Good morning and welcome to a good Monday morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM, and I'm here until the hour of 11. Oh, point of correction. This program will be, I don't want to use the word interrupted because, let me rephrase, because I almost all said all kinds of wrong things. I know that the Mind the Gap program runs from 9:30 to 11, but this one is could be we could switch from Mind the Gap at from Eagle FM Mind the Gap. We have some comedians who are most likely we have comedians on standby at the Windhoek Magistrate Court who may take over the program that is from the hour of 11 to give us more material. And we all know the, the comedians at this point, very rich ones. I'm the only broke one in this collabo. Believe me, in comparison, I don't stand a chance in their financial Goliathness. But those are the guys that are going to take over the program that is from 10, and you'll be, as soon as the program comes live, I'll switch. So if you just listen to my tiny mosquito voice the first minute and then the next minute, you are listening to some fancy protocol observed, Your Honor, my Lord, then you should know that we've already switched to our comedians, plural. And don't worry, gender equality was well taken care of. We have gender balanced everything. These comedians, by trying to put them together, I'm kidding, they put themselves together. They put themselves together in a very gender balanced way to reflect Namibia's commitment towards gender equality. Aren't we just proud of ourselves? I mean, seriously. The only gentlemen on this planet are found on the continent of Africa, specifically in Namibia. Anything we do, we make sure there are women involved. You know, for gender equality. I mean, our woman is a president, our vice. I mean, the list is very long. We have a bunch of ministers, all women, most of them here. And then we're like, no. Look, the fact that we have accomplished in all the legal things, all the legally and morally allowed things, gender equality, that doesn't mean, well, we should now, have, well, that means we should, that should mean that, then we just decided, this is just at the top of my head, then we just decided, you know what? I don't think, parliament is the only place we should have gender equality. How about in everything illegal, we should make sure that even during prosecution, the whole world, we are going to live stream it, by the way. Although the live stream that's coming, that's coming will be of the bail application of a Namco corruption case. Now, Namco comedy case. Now, again, gender equality, ladies, don't worry. This country is full of men that are so dedicated to gender equality, they will involve women in anything, both legal and illegal. Make I hear anyone saying again, hey, Namibian men are this, Namibian, no. Namibian men, we are not perfect, that's for sure. We have our weaknesses, that's for sure. But one thing we never compromise on is gender equality. Anything we do in this country, we make sure women are involved. Legal or illegal. Drug bust, women involved, Money goes missing, women involved. The only guys that missed the memo were the Fish Rod guys. But you have to understand, this was, I think Fish Rod is when we all, woke up and came to the realization that, no, man. The stealing is bad, but there's something bad about this that I can't put my finger on it. And, and we have think tanks in this country, right? So they came together, put their wonderful thievery brains together. So they decided, now I know what's missing here. Is it the fact that ACC did not flag the Fish Rod case? Is the fact that it had to come from Al Jazeera? That was painful, but there's another painful thing here. This case is even when they show up for, for their court hearings, it's just a queue of men. Now, what a misogynistic way of doing things. And the Namco guys were like, don't worry, we can fix this. We are, from now moving forward, we are going to make sure that the only, corruption case that is going to be, dominated by one gender will make sure that that type of corruption dies with fish rot. Because from now moving forward, everything we steal, we make sure the women also, they go chop money. They go chop this our money. They go also own iPhones with 2 SIM cards. They go also own Mercedes-Benz with 2 engines. We go spoil our women, man. Ladies, clap your hands for us now. We go spoil you small. You see, this is why I'm never invited to these corruption things, because if you invite me to this corruption when it's still in the stealing process, I'm going to get kicked out by the guys that we'll be doing trade with, because some of these guys, I swear, when they show up with that, skin color that's whiter than a paper, I'll be like, when last did you see the sun? And then I get kicked out of the deal. And if I get invited to a court case, as soon as they step in, I'll be like, my man, the judge will be like, oh my God. What do we have here? Another comedian. At this point, everyone that's in the legal field is scared of, of comedians in position of power, thanks to Zelensky. Now, every time a comedian takes over power, it's like, this guy is about to start war with a nuclear power. So just cool his behind out, so that we don't find ourselves in a situation where our capital city is reduced to smithereens. So, that's just, something that is worth pointing out. And also factoring in African time, I think the case is most likely going to start somewhere around, 10:30 to 11 there. I said factoring in African time. But, meetings are very strict on African time. But court hearings are somewhat, very strict on Swiss time, aka, they like to show off on, being on time and stuff. Now, Elia Ngurare was in, the Kavangos. That was the east one. Is it the east one or the west one? Where he said something that, something about witchcraft that I have been talking about for a while now. Guys, look, this, first of all, they gave it a new name. It's not witchcraft, it's African science. Now, see, it's African science. Since it's African science, let's also clarify something. So if it's African science, then what if our ancestors are sweating buckets in the ancestral realm? They are sweating buckets, giving us blessings, but as soon as we get these blessings, we thank our pastor, we thank the sticker of that, of our pastor that we have on his car, and we thank, a bunch of guys that are not associated with our ancestors. And then as soon as anything goes wrong, we start pointing to, of all the things that I have learned about about Africans today, when I die and become an ancestor, I'm kicking the behind of a lot of people, like big time. Let me explain why. Imagine, you kick the bucket today. We cry, it kapana at your funeral, thank you very much for dying. Especially, I think we should, the people that we should all be thankful for, or more like, respect much, respect a lot when they die are those that die in January. Because meat, meat is not very common that time of the year. So when they die, let's say, give them the ultimate respect. If, you know, if anything, let's give them the, is it the 32 gun salute? You know, thanks, homeboy. You know, well, looking at the budget, meat is very unaffordable. So, you took one for the team. Thank you very much. But, don't say that at the funeral. They're gonna get killed. You are joining the dearly departed really fast. Now, moving on. Here's the, apart from the dark part of the, you know, dead guys for January and meat celebration. I feel like I'm capable of saying that at a funeral. That's why I don't attend most of them. And because, well, it's also, I don't have the upper body strength. But what I, you know, what I lack for in upper body strength, I make up for in speed, aka running. So I think I'm, you know, I think, well, you know, I think I'm still safe. But anyway, let's just come back. You know, you are an ancestor. You just kick the bucket, you know, you go to the ancestral realm, you join them so that you can watch over us, so that you can, you know, listen to our, you know, listen to our cries and then answer our request of blessing and protection and all that. And you're just sitting there being a naughty ancestor that you are. Oh, that explains why we don't get away. Because some of these guys, have you ever looked at someone who is alive and went like, ha! Imagine this guy being an ancestor. What type of ancestor would this, with the family members of this guy have? Because, well, that's gonna be the most useless ancestor on the planet. That explains a lot. Imagine a bone-free ancestor, are you? I'm not asking anything from that guy. There better be alcohol and hubbly in the ancestral realm, otherwise bone-free's mind is not gonna function properly. To the point where they will just be giving you the wrong blessings because, well, they don't have Wi-Fi, it turns out. Oh dear. Now, you are this ancestor that's very hardworking. You are really hardworking. Anything that your family members that are on this side, on our side of the planet ask for, you just went out, you just go out hustling. You go out of your way hustling to get it for them. And as soon as you give it to them and you are there like, you know what? Give it to them. That didn't come out right. As soon as you hand it to them. Ooh, that sounds better. This is my mind, no go disappoint me. This is my mind. Having a dirty mind is more fun than people think. Now, anyway. Here's the thing. You are an ancestor that went hustling and you had to fight with, with white and Chinese ancestors to get that blessing and you give it to your child. And that child just grabs that gift, runs and drops it at home and goes straight to church. And then now they are thanking, Benjamin Netanyahu's ancestor. Thank you very much, Lord. Thank you very much for giving me this blessing. And as an ancestor, you are just there going like, what the heck? Hey! That guy didn't do a thing. A darn thing. I gave that to you. Now, here's a question. When something goes wrong in the life of that idiot that he just blessed and then they went on to thank someone else, and when they rush back to you for another blessing, are you really going to listen to that? Because the first thing you will be like, it's not that I don't want to go, the words of Dwight, you know, gallivanting for another blessing for you. It's just that every time I bend over backwards, it's a good thing that statement came with bend over backwards because bend over forward would have come out very wrong. Not very wrong. Bend over forward would come out with a lot of very LGBTQ flags. But anyway, here's the thing. As an ancestor, I think I would be saying if, you know, every time I go out there and hustle and bring you this blessing, you go out there and thank a different ancestor. Now, why the heck should I go around hustling for you when you have always turned around and thanked someone else? Why does that sound familiar? Just why does that sound... Oh, that is the mentality of Africans. If you read the history of this is my favorite part about the liberation struggle movements now on the African continent. The Soviets and the Cubans bent over backwards to help us achieve our independence. As soon as we got that independence, we turned around, spit in their faces, and ran into the arms of the very same guys that were relaxed to give us our independence. Aren't we just proud of us? Every time I think about that part of African history, I roll on the floor with laughter. And then I realize, hang on a second, now I totally understand what our ancestors go through. So I totally understand what our ancestors go through. They bless us, and then we turn around and, thank someone else for the blessing. And at this point, as you can imagine, our ancestors are going, just what the heck is wrong with this generation? I went hustling, now they are thanking that idiot who has been lying on the couch for the past 3 weeks. Because, well, turns out even in the ancestral realm, white people still need sunscreen. So when we look at things like ancestor, what's in the words of our prime minister, African science, although I think our prime minister was just trying to be diplomatic here, he only said African science because, well, we are on the African continent. I'm sure if we asked him what is the localized, aka Namibianized, term for this African science. Now, I put some thought into this. So instead of calling it African science, how about we start calling it Zakando science? Now, that Zakando is actually the first two-letter words that I took from the names of, the names of four regions, two rolled into one. Za for Zambezi, Kavango for the two Kavangos, and Ndo for Ndonga. So, now when you combine Zakando science, because, well, African science, as we know it, is a science that is associated with, especially in this country, associated with four regions. Well, there were three, and then someone, our government just decided to go high and very bored. They decided to split the one into two. Now we have two, Kavango East, Kavango West. Now, African science is Prime Minister Elian Gurare's term for what is colloquially known as witchcraft. But from mind the gap standpoint, we feel like African science is giving Africans a lot of credit. They will have to come up with their own term. And now the Prime Minister is obviously a public figure who is lauded, and it's time to think include all the Africans. I'm too broke. I don't have time for that. I really don't have the food energy to burn to pull off that type of broad thinking. So I decided to confine my thinking to Namibia. So instead of calling it witchcraft, how about we all together toss? That's one thing the Prime Minister and I agree on. Let's toss the witchcraft name out through the window. Right. Now, it's either you call it, African science, if you want to go with the Prime Minister's name, or you can call it Zakando science if you want to go with the mind the gap name. Just remember, Za is for Zambezi, Ka is for Kavango, Ndo is for Ndonga. But why do we have two regions and only one? Vambos, you're gonna have to explain this one. You can't tell me you call yourself Africans, but, w- w- you know, Zakando science is only associated with Ndonga. So yeah, come on, seriously. Y'all are just hiding on this one. Now, the Prime Minister, all in all, was calling for the good application of Zakando science. Now, the good application in reference to, take for example, helping combat food insecurity in the country, for example, apply Zakando science in there, problem solved. Although I have been an advocate of saving our entire economy by solving the transport problem. If we have Zakando science and a broom, it's something as simple as a broom doubles as transport. Why am I spending more than $1,000 on transport? Just modernize it. Pass legislations. Less. Man, I wonder what type of robot lights we're going to have. Hey. So, you know, you'll be there, you know, some ancestral guy, you know, swinging a red cloth. Red cloth means stop, stop, stop. And someone swinging, just coming close by with a green spirit. Like, well, now it's time for this, traffic to go. See, now I totally understand why, we don't want to overhaul the transport system, because you can imagine who will need to make a lot of changes. Everything from legal. MVA. Now, MVA is Motor Vehicle Accident Fund, right? But here's the thing. If we switch to a broom, MVA will have to be, well, a vehicle will still have to stand. To stay there, so it will be BVA. Yes, broom vehicle accident. Hallelujah, man, we are on fire on this one now. Now that we have implemented Natis now, Natis. No, Natis can stay like that. Yeah, Natis is perfectly fine, and the Ministry of Works will be, Roads Authority will now have to change the road part to, airspace, because we're not using TAI at this point, because we a traffic controller now. Hey, we'll need a whole new lingo. Mayday, mayday is what is commonly used in the world of aviation to tell the air traffic controller that our plane is about to crash and our behind is about to go full kapana. So at this point, we need to a whole new language of, we'll need a whole new language of, of communicating. Right. So we'll need, traffic law enforcement. Traffic is still traffic. So we'll leave those guys like that. Right. I think the only thing we'll have to change is MVA to BVA, just to remove the M for motor, because we are not using motor here. We are way past that. We are using broom, so we just change the M to B. Instead of MVA, we go with the BVA. Then we're good. First of all, we also need to figure out where to find a lot of the money that we make from service stations, because, well, you can imagine they're all going broke in less than 24 hours, because, first of all, Shell is going to hate us. Puma is going to hate us. These are just companies. Shell is American or British. They're going to hate us. And Puma is Swiss. They're going to hate us. Switzerland is going to hate us. And Total. Bonjour. The French are really hating our guts. And everyone, and also, by the way, the Japanese are going to hate us. The Germans are going to hate us. Because we're buying their cars to move around, remember? And, that means we also have to switch communications. So, Samsung, Apple, goodbye. Man. The change is ginormous. The time is 10 o'clock on the dot, and we are still just chilling here, waiting for the live stream. It hasn't started yet. As soon as it does, I will bring it to your attention. So, all in all, I totally agree with the, I totally agree with the Prime Minister on the renaming of witchcraft. It's not witchcraft, it's African science. You can go with, either call it African science or Zakando. That's still perfect. Don't worry, don't worry. We are operating with the, we are operating on the LGBTQ naming system here. So, if we find out that another region is also active in this department, we just take the first two letters of your region, add them to Zakando. Then take, for example, if Omaheke becomes, active with the technology, for example, then we add to, Zakandoma, as, Zakandoma, because there are two O's, there are two O's. One is for the, for NDO, for Ndonga. And then, OMA for Omaheke. Yeah. So, Zakandoma. Esh. Hey. Any Kwangari right now is on the floor because of that word. Because it doesn't send a very safe transport name. Zakandoma. Kandoma is, Kandoma is, basically means an accident. So, Zakandoma means, translates into, it has involved in an accident or something like that. So, Zakandoma is going to be a very, 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 very scary. But, let's take a commercial break. And I'll bring you less Zakandoma ring type of content on the other side. Now I want to talk a little bit about why institutions fail, as the Fish Road bail application, NAMCO bail application. Very soon you'll be like Minister of Education bail application, Minister of Health bail application. Minister of Works and Transport bail application, Minister of Justice bail application, Minister of Fishery bail application, Minister of National, Fisheries is into now, mines, right? Extractive, the whole, now. Now you have a Transnami bail application. What's this, Crane bail application? Oh, that'd be fun. Please, someone at Crane, please steal something. Really want to make fun of you guys.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. 5 minutes past the 6 minutes past the hour of 10. If you just tuned in, you are listening to you're listening to Mind the Gap Comedy with Helmed on Eagle FM. Here's the thing. anyone that's following what's going on in the international arena of things, understand that there's this gentleman. There's this gentleman that you know that some of you may have seen. Trending on social media. The gentleman's name is something like Muhammad Ali. You see, this gentleman is one that have, he's 86 years old and he has been picked by his political party to run for office. Here's the thing though. Not only is he 86, which would not be a problem because there are a lot of leaders that, I mean, the president of Cameroon is in his 90s. The thing is, he can still walk. But this gentleman coming out of Uganda, I think he suffered some kind of, some kind of a health problem and have not fully recovered. And they are parading him like that with all that condition. He could barely utter a word out of his mouth. And the crowd is going bananas. The man's language has basically been reduced to baby language at this point. And everyone is literally clapping their hands to that. And they made it worse. They played some African music. You know, African music is not like white people music. In other words, it has a very fast tempo. Now he's supposed to dance to that. He had to, getting out of his car, his guards helped him. Getting out of his seat to dance on stage, his guards help him. Now, at this point, that's not only embarrassing, at least from my very, not very professional, you don't have to be a professional on this one. All you just have to do is be a human being. I don't care what your political party believes. We are never allowing any of my family members, I don't care how much they respect him, but he he's respected by the community. That is just not fair to the guy. He should be in the hospital. He should be under, professional medical supervision. But no, they decided to put him on stage. Because, well, he's one of those guys that have a very good name and good standing in community. Now, the question you should be asking yourself as a political party, if you don't have a lot of people that are not resonating with the community, is what are you doing wrong? When that man was still in perfect condition, a lot of his family members, especially political party members, were supposed to sit with him and ask him, what is it that you do that resonates with the community that made them respond to you in a positive way? Like they have. Because a lot of them have just pinned their hope and reputation on one person. Now, the man is suffering some serious health issues and they don't have any option but to put him on stage and make him basically embarrass him. That's embarrassing him. When you do that, you don't do that out of respect. They are just using the man because of his good image. It's called using the man. Now, when you go to the point of doing that for votes, I can't help but ask myself one question. Just what is wrong with you? You know, one of those is, the end justifies the means. It's a very diabolical way of doing things, but it's very common. It's very common in the corporate world, it's common in the corporate world, and this is where you have, the end justifies the means. Homeboy is being just, I don't know. Homeboy is being. Now, if you look up the pictures of a gentleman, of a gentleman by the name of Moses Ali, the before and now. Now, pictures of him being, you know, before. He's a second deputy minister of Uganda. I think he has been, I think he has been in public for office for over 20 years. Now, you're telling me for the past 20 years that has been in office, not a single protege that was seen as fit for him to mentor in order to take over to take his place when he's not in good health anymore, because now he's not in good health. His age is just one of, actually his age at this point is not, his age, he's 86, his age is the least of his worry. He can barely complete a sentence. And, why does that sound familiar? I know, believe me, I love patterns, and I see them everywhere. It's something I like about, having ADHD. You think in multiple directions, you barely focus on one thing, you barely finish tasks, you become very terrible at relationships, we are known for that. But, we are not idiots, believe me. And then we have, and then you think in multiple directions, you see a bunch of patterns in all those directions. Now, why does that sound familiar? Y'all remember how Joe Biden was, right? Y'all remember Joe Biden, right? I was shocked to find out that, before President Hage died, that's when I was shocked to find out that President Hage was older than Joe Biden. And Joe Biden was saying things out of, he kept, at some point he referred to, the Mexican president as President El Sisi. Except President El Sisi is the president of Egypt. And oh no, it gets worse. who is this, Donald Trump is under social media criticism. I think also mainstream media, for those ones that don't align with his political party ideology. Cooking Donald Trump for referring to I'm not sure if that was the French, if that was the Japanese president or the Japanese prime minister as Mr. Japan. So, here's the thing. It's scientifically proven that we are made out of billions and billions of cells. We are basically put together by some natural glue. Billions and billions of cells. Have you ever made a toy out of sand? That's basically us. That's us. Except, you know, when you kick us, we don't scatter. You know, the cells don't go different directions. Here's the thing. It's scientifically proven that we are all, irrespective of your public office or of how much money you have, we are all made out of cells. Now, these cells, there's something interesting about them. From childhood until the age of, I think, 27 or 28, your body is multiplying cells, more cells that, how do I put it? You know, it's something that has to do with a ratio. Your body is multiplying more cells than cells that are dying. But after that age, more cells die than they are being replaced.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities, and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Aneria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
Lipura nengeno wapombwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana kunongeshe faa ya pombwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarude dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamoiri nawa Ninge kwa tafanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora itatu imwe mbali heali, nola natu heali mbali no heali. Ile ko berewa, nora hetatu natu, mbali o hetatu matatu, o mafilane Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back, 17 past the hour of 10. Now, where was I? Cell division, aka cell replacement, aka cell replacement is said by science to decrease as we grow older. Actually, that would at least to me explain why we get older. Because when we are young, our bodies are 2 feet and all that. So the body cells are being replaced as soon as an old cell shows up. It's kicked out of place, and then a new one comes up. And then as soon as, old cells are just being kicked out of you, left, right, and center. But then, just like any complicated machine, which believe me, you are one complicated machine, way more complicated than your car. And your smartphone. And believe me, your smartphone is complicated. Here's the thing. The older we grow, the cell division decrease. And because the cells are not replaced at a fast rate that it was when we were young, well, we become we start developing wrinkles that at some point we all looked in the mirror and went like, when that happened? Now, the bottom line is, the point I'm trying to make it with that excruciatingly painful explanation is that we're all gonna grow old. You don't have to like it. You're gonna all grow old. It's one of those things that makes me enjoy life. Because, if you want to live a painful life, just try to pretend like you're avoiding it. No, you can, but, and, also, just a quick reminder. A quick reminder. We're all gonna die. In other words, celebrate now. Live your life now. I mean, you could wait in the afterlife, but look, I'm a Christian. I believe in heaven. But as soon as my pastor told us that there's no getting laid in heaven, I was like, ash, are you? In other words, what you're saying, pastor, is I should get laid now. I was like, no, you can't do that. I'm like, pastor, thank you very much for the message. You'll have a good life now. Bye. And I came back a couple of minutes later. I was like, so what do you mean is I should go and take my shots now? But alcohol shots, not the back ones. Those ones, I'm straight, so I administer them. I'm not a patient in that department. And, if you are LGBTQ, that's a whole different story. But, it's July, it's not Pride Month, so we're good. Oh, even on Shindonga, Kandoma means an accident. I picked the wrong name for our transport system here. Kandoma. Zakandoma. Zakandoma. Ah, man. Let's add on another region. Zakando ka pokaras aji. Zakando kom. Zakando kom mas. Zakando ero. Ah. How come there's no region that's Zakando kune? Yeah. Zakando osho. Zakando kune. Holy cow. Yeah, nah, that's not gonna cut it. So, but let's, you know, let's stick to Zakando right now. Let's stick to Zakando right now. Actually, you know, come to think of it, everything that we spend money on transport with, the president is, you know, the president is going to, just think about when the president went to, you know, went on her, you know, professional visit to Mozambique and Zambia, yeah, and, you know, and Angola. Instead of spending millions of dollars on her, you know, on her transport, how about we just save all that money? Then, Meme, thank you very much. There's the broom. Have a good life. And now, the good thing is, the Secret Service can protect the president wirelessly. They will just be sitting somewhere, not in some air-conditioned room, somewhere in Windhoek. You useless. You be sitting somewhere in, you know, somewhere at a shrine. CCTV, free of charge. No electricity needed. Okay, maybe there's electricity needed. We don't know much about that. Where does that electricity come from? But anyway. And at this point, instead of using a 9mm, whatever caliber is used to protect the president, you have to understand, the last president who will get attacked or targeted would be an African president. Because, other secret services around the world, when you attack their leaders, they shoot you with a pistol. In Africa, we just lightning bolt you behind. Man, that technology would be amazing. Except everyone calls it witchcraft. Every time a president gets attacked, be like, all right, I'll take it from here. You are just sitting somewhere in your shrine somewhere. And then just, you know, swing a piece of a bone like this, just small. 10 of those guys that attacked the president, including the guys that ordered the hit, even if the guy that ordered the hit is sitting somewhere in Washington, or your diarrhea, 101. Honorable white guys running to the toilet, big time. Everyone wants to figure out. And the beautiful part of it is, Westerners will never be able to figure out what's wrong with him. Because they'll be like, according to science, this is what's wrong. Homeboy at this point is dehydrating because diarrhea is at its peak. And, you know, on that presidential plane. I didn't say which presidential plane. I just said presidential plane. Now, whichever president you want to, you want to picture, you know, twisting their ankle trying to get to the bathroom on their presidential plane is up to you. Let your imagination go wild on that one. So, I think Africa would actually rock in that department. Except we decided, you know what, I'm going to keep all that aside so that we can... I know the reason. Or at least one of the reasons why we are clinging to the Western technology and then avoiding ours. SNT. Picture this. It would be very difficult for anyone to claim SNT if you are just, well, you're not spending any money. Accommodation, don't worry. We have a spiritual hotel. You're gonna be chilling with the ancestors. They will be blessing you with wisdom. By the time that you come back at the United Nations General Assembly, actually you'll have all the wisdom with you to run your country. Except there's just one problem with this science that we, how to put this? Witchcraft at this point is a point of correction. Zakando science at this point is like, it's like, weapons in the wrong hands. I often, you know, when it comes to weapons, I often use, you know, I often use guns as an example. Not guns, knives as an example. You take a knife and put it in the hands of a chef. You have a meal, as long as you don't piss the chef off, because then he's gonna go, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer on you. Now. But if you take that, you know, the very same knife that you use on a daily basis in your kitchen to make a meal can also take a life. So it's about the intentions of the user. Someone that's trying to make a meal, which is why I think, you know, which is why I think, husbands and, girlfriends, then, you know, for those of you that are living together, just hear me out. Every time your madam brings you food, I want you to ask yourself, you know, I want you to acknowledge one thing. There are millions of ways she could have killed you, but she didn't. So that's a sign that she loves you. And every time you wake up next to her every morning, you have to understand that, first of all, you got laid. Second of all, she didn't call the police, because if she did, your behind will be cooked. At this point, you're asking yourself one question. Why are you just focusing on women? Here's the thing. Newsflash, the future is a female. And that's very well portrayed in the Namco corruption bail hearing case that was supposed to start at 10, but I told you, factor in African time, so we're good. So, again, you know, I think for a lot of, you know, for a lot of us that don't value life, let me give you something so you can value life. If you have a beard like me, at some point you were trimmed by your barber with a blade. That blade is literally on your throat. One wrong move, you are becoming an ancestor, most likely a pissed off ancestor, because you are planning to get a haircut to go and impress someone. But now the best you could do is just stand in the ancestral realm and then watch someone, you know, do the person that you were crushing on. Must be painful to be an ancestor, you know, watching all these things take place. But clean mind. Eagle FM, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you too? 200.
Who 200?
That really.
Don't shoot.
Don't parachute on my... I always remember that thing. Hey, don't parachute at my client, though. What did you say?
Don't fire shot.
So now,
yeah.
You see, you are right when you say, "Na chop chop go chop you." Woman go chop myself. Because kind man food way they give them plenty food. Mm-hmm. Well, many times though.
So. Uh-huh.
But I just feel that I love your point when you say now. Does it mean that because he did not kill you all that time, all the same, because he didn't, of course. You know, many people question that. It's, you are living together. You are still there, then she's still cooking, yeah. It's very dangerous,
Every day. She cooks with a knife every day.
Every day.
That means she could have stabbed you behind any day.
So, but that's guiltiness.
Hey!
You see, for me, man.
You know what? I'm beginning to appreciate, you know, all these cooked meals because, Now I see the danger.
You not go marry.
Yeah, and a lot of us like fried food. She fried that food in cooking oil.
My
that's
God.
Boiling at last time I checked what sunflower cooking oil boils at somewhere 250 to 300 degrees.
Imagine.
She could turn you Michael Jackson, God. small.
My only God knows, the grace of God is the protector.
the grace.
Oh, when you think like that, and you can imagine, maybe that day you have even tried to slap her.
Uh-huh.
Or do something like this again, something, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then she's the one who is managing your life there. Ah, now only God knows that, Sir Bobo. If you know, if the grace of God not there, you go finish quata quata. You go finish you. She go finish you.
You go meet our ancestor.
You go meet our ancestor for. So now the other thing, what is it? So you mentioned something that the time, African time. Is there anything that's going on for in our court of law?
There is a NAMCO corruption case bail application hearing that was scheduled to start at 10 o'clock, but I think they are sorting out a bunch of things. I was just told to be on alert for to be on alert for it and be prepared for an interruption.
Thank you. Let me just drop now. Thank you very much for getting me informing us on that one.
All right.
So that we are updated.
Yeah.
You go jump.
Yeah.
Good.
You have to understand it's it can actually start at any time, but if you are a regular listener, then you know that we've been through this like a thousand times. So we've been through this like a thousand times, and they say an event is starting at 10 o'clock, but then with some a technical delay, obviously, that officials that are on the ground can explain to us. You can imagine they want to make sure that when the program starts, it starts, and they don't want to, keep pausing the program to go and get things in order. So it's just better to be late than to keep pausing the program to go and sort things out. I'm just waiting for cross-examination. Bail application. For some reason, after the red line case, I hate pre-trials because let's just go to the main course, Baba. Forget the, forget the status. Let's go to the main meal. That's where the fun is. So, define invoice. Although that was my favorite pre-trial also in the Fishrod case. Define invoice. And the homeboy had no idea how to define an invoice. For some reason he was running a business. But look. Some of these things can sound very simple. That's why I really don't like simple things. Because simple things are more often the most complicated. I remember when I was in high school, my science teacher asking us in the class, what is to eat? Eating is very simple. When you say eat, everyone instantly understands what that means. But put together words to define what it is. You'd be like, it's when you take food and put in your mouth, okay, and chew and swallow, okay, that's it. The definition sounds useless, but it's the most important activity. By eating, I mean the food in the kitchen. I'm explaining that for my fellow born free. Believe me, they will understand. Eagle FM Huyemore.
Sorry, man, I forgot to ask something.
And what's that?
Or say something. So do you people expect some consistency there in relation to what has happened already? For example, Fishrod, that bail was not granted. Should we expect some kind of consistency? I know the nature of... of offense and or crime or whatever action is different, but should we expect some consistency there?
Yeah, but when it comes to these things, especially the bail application, one thing at least, I know from my limited knowledge of the subject is that, it's rarely one size fits all, but it's obviously going to depend on the reasoning for the application of that bail. if it's reasonable enough. Take, for example, the couples now that were, you know, that are all in holding cells together. Of course, unless there's a breadwinner somewhere out there to take care of, kids, yeah.
Don't go there, don't go there. Don't make me emotional, please.
I know. But but you can imagine. But you can imagine that's one of those things that you're going to be. I'm not sure if that was used before. I'm not sure if I'm thinking about this case or just you know, a bunch of previous ones, but that's more often used. That and the health problems, yeah.
I think you even mentioned gender there and things like that. Not necessarily gender, because there's no, you know, skills for those kind of things. But in relation to what you have just said, especially the children there, the traumatization and the emotional kind of things. I think in that way, and I'm sure it could be, it's only a man who could have manipulated the woman anyway. And that's my
it was Delilah, TK, it was Delilah, not Simpson, Delilah. So, na gender equality, they apply on this one.
No, please, let's have mercy on the madam there, and the children.
I'm having mercy on the children, the madam and the ogre. Aye, my mercy, don't go up through the window.
Now, make me pray, please. That reasoning you have just mentioned, I think is understand this ground enough to reason.
All right,
thank you, Ray.
Yeah, so I think, a part of you know, a public office is very difficult to run. Like, the more that I, you know, the more that I'm in this line of work where I have to go through, a bunch of reports, sort of like, it has helped me understand, like, the more of a pain that comes with a public office, responsibility. Because, you know, one wrong move is like, you are not allowed to make a mistake. It's like you are not allowed to make a mistake. I'm not saying chopping money is a mistake. That one intentional. Look, if these guys bribed me, I would be saying, hey, you know what? They need Bailey. Some of them has medical condition, like I'm a doctor. All of a sudden, I become a doctor. Pay someone enough money, they become anything you want. And I've seen this in Western politicians. They'll be like, Putin, war criminal! What? Benjamin Netanyahu, he didn't do anything. Well, he's just an innocent man. Okay, but well, what's the difference between these two guys? Well, the difference is, and then they go into the legal jargon explaining the difference is one of them paid us money to defend him, the other one didn't pay us. Therefore, we're just us aligning with the guy that's signing the check. That's politics 101. Actually, that's life 101, come to think of it. Look, it's painful, believe me. It's painful to think of. But, that's just, I know. 21 minutes. Yeah, 21 minutes left to the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. So the bail application case have not started yet, and we are talking about this is the bail application of Oil One. Let's replace Namco with Oil One, NA, Range Rover. Now, I just can't help but, hey, black people and money. Guys, if you are going to steal, at least keep quiet. Now, I'm one of those people that like to argue that stealing is not something you are going to completely obliterate. Stealing is always going to be there. We always have to fight to reduce it, like ACC is doing. And a lot of Namibians are of the opinion. I'm one of those Namibians that have gone. Thank you very much, Urban and Rural Development Minister, aka Jam Sangwasa, for criticizing, anti-corruption, that they were not working, even though they are first, job after you criticized them was investigating you. I mean, that, so I feel like, if you want to find, if you want to find out what's going on, for example, in the ministry, not in the ministry, in Transnamib, for example, pay someone money within Transnamib to criticize anti-corruption that they are not working. Then, bam, next thing you know, Paul Snow shows up at Transnamib and start investigating them. Now, next, we're going to sort out the public sector on this one. Alright, which one again? NIPDB is, take enough money and give it to the, take enough money and give it to the spokesperson of NIPDB. Just, you are not bribing them. No, bribing is such a dirty word. You are lobbying them. We are going Western on this one. You are lobbying them to just do just one small press, press conference and say, anti-corruption is just a toothless dog. They are not bite. I mean, it's all bark and no bite. One thing anti-corruption proven with the urban and rural minister, urban and rural development minister is that, if you want ACC to investigate you, just criticize them. Actually, after that, they started, investigating, James Sankwasa, and they found some very juicy information that I used here at some point. It's still my favorite. And then, they were like, hang on a second, this whole working thing is fun. Let's try it. Where do we start? Well, we can't go with Fish Road. I mean, those guys are already waiting trial. Hopefully, all fingers crossed, the 5 years long pre-trial comes to an end by August, and then, the main trial starts. Because, again, I am looking forward to the main trial. This one is, the oil one case, the accused are former, there's a whole very gender equality list going on there. And there's a part where there is a sort of like the name of the case on its own. A state versus Emmanuel Mulunga and 12 others. Man, that list went through the roof. The state versus Oil One, for short. Point of correction. The state versus Range Rover Oil One. That's more like it. Moving on. There's not a day that goes by that I don't look at myself in the mirror and go like, this one where you make fun of corrupt guys like this, they're never going to bribe you. They're never going to bribe you. And I've been telling them, you can never bribe me. Not with an iPhone with 2 SIM cards. I go never collect them. I go collect them small. There for private room. There for private, private space. Private room sounds more soap picking scenario going on. Jail type of soap picking situation. But institutions are, institutions have to fight, how to put this? Institutions are put in place to, institutions are put in place to maintain order. But the thing is, more often, and this is not just on a national level. This you are not only going to observe this on a national level. This is both on a national and on an international level. Institutions are put in order to sort of like maintain. Are put in place to sort of like maintain order. The problem is, a bunch of guys always bribe the top officials of these institutions, so that so the institutions then find themselves more often serving the interest of the rich instead of serving the interest of everyone else, like the core foundations that the institutions was founded on. That's exactly how or actually why, for the most part at least, why the League of Nations failed. Why? Well, the League of Nations is the precursor of the, is the precursor of the United Nations. Now, the League of Nations was, was headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland. The United Nations is headquartered in New York, United, States. Now, this is after the Treaty of Versailles in 1920. They had their first meeting, in 1920. Now, the League of Nations, aka LN or LON, explains a lot, was the first worldwide intergovernmental organization whose principal mission was to maintain world peace. It was founded on the 10th of January in 1920 by the Paris Peace Conference and ended the First World War. So the main goal of the League of Nations then was to make sure that, the world does not all, have to deal with doesn't have to deal with the live stream. We are live, and we cross over from that long explanation of the League of Nations. We're gonna finish that someday. We have to cross over to the bail application case of the state versus Emmanuel Mulunga and 12 others for professional listeners, and the state versus Range Rover Oil One bail application.